This May, Family Life will be kicking off a new movement of intentional parenting, and it starts in a theater near you. Family Life's first feature film, Like Arrows, explores the joys and heartaches of parenting with a story that spans over 50 years. Join us in theaters across America for a special two-night showing of Like Arrows, followed by exclusive after-show content with filmmakers, including celebrated faith-based filmmakers Alex and Stephen Kendrick, as well as Family Life Today's Dennis and Barbara Rainey and Bob Lapine. You'll leave encouraged and equipped with powerful next steps to make Christ the center of your parenting. Like Arrows will be in theaters for two nights only, May 1st and 3rd. To view the trailer and find theater info, visit likearrowsmovie.com. That's likearrowsmovie.com.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast 37. Today's topic is God Keeps His Promises. You can find the show notes at A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. And today I want to encourage you to share this podcast with a friend. And if you enjoyed today's episode, to give us a star rating. And I want to give a shout out to today's sponsor. That is Family Life and Kendrick Brothers, who are bringing us this wonderful movie, Like Arrows. I am really blessed that it is a faith-based film that is encouraging families to live lives that are focused on God. And I highly recommend this movie. If you can catch it in theaters, great. And if you want to add it to your DVD library, like I'm going to, check it out. Well, today we're going to talk about God keeping His promises. And it is all through Scripture how He does that. And I have a small plaque hanging on the wall. Actually, it's in my bathroom near where I put on my makeup. And it has a picture of Noah's Ark and the words, God keeps His promises. That is such a powerful reminder to me. Since we are in the season of Easter, Easter passed not too long ago. And God's promises are that, you know, he promised he would rise and come back and save us from our sins, and he did. God's promises are not like ours. How many times have you promised a friend, a child, or even your spouse to do something, and you are unable to fulfill that promise? In fact, that is why I hesitate to make promises anymore, because I don't want to let those I love down. The worst thing is a child who reminds us of those harmful words, but you promise. We don't want to let down our kids, do we? And we don't want to let down those that we love. God's promises are true, God's promises are everlasting, and God keeps His promises. In Genesis 24:7, the Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me on oath, saying, to your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. So God promises us, even down to the detail of who we're going to marry. I pray for my kids all the time about the spouse that they will marry, if that's God's will for their lives. And, you know, we're to pray for everything. God shows us in our prayers. And one thing I want to remind you, if you want the show notes and you just want to listen to this episode and not take notes, you can find them on episode 37 at A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. God keeps his promises. Genesis 28:15 says, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Our relationship with God is sometimes one-sided. It is based on what God can do for us. What is in it for me? I want this, Lord. Give it to me, Lord. We're like children, aren't we? In fact, we are children. We are his children. However, we don't have to be petulant or pouty like a spoiled child, do we? We must realize that God is steadfast and unchanging, and we're the only ones who can change, and hopefully for the better. You know, this podcast really is a reminder that God does keep his promises, and all we have to do is trust in him. God calls us into service like he did the apostles. He asks us to be his hands and feet to others, and he wants to bless us and provide for us in abundance, not necessarily with money, but definitely with grace. And I've got so many scriptures I want to share with you that are so exciting to me because they really continuously show God's promise to us. In Deuteronomy 1:11, may the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised. That's so amazing to me. The Lord's promises are vast. He promised safety to Noah and his family, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the promised land. He promised deliverance to Moses. He promised a land of milk and honey to the people Moses brought out of Egypt. And we know what happened there, right? Exodus 33:1, then the Lord said to Moses, leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. These are promises that we can read about in the Bible, and because we are in the future, and these events happened in the past, we know that the people of Egypt rebelled against God in the desert, turning back to the worship of their idols, and God didn't hesitate to be the just God that he is. In the last podcast I did, podcast 36, I talked about the mercy of God and how God is merciful, but he is also a just God. Numbers 14:23, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their ancestors. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. Friends, this is an example of the just God that we serve. Our God is just and righteous. He is merciful, but he will not be mocked. We serve an almighty God, and I don't want to turn my back on him or let him down in any way. Here are five ways that you can really be more in tune with the Lord each day. The first is spend a few minutes in prayer with God each day, a few minutes with God, the name of this podcast. Number two, read the Bible. The Bible is full of God's wisdom. If we want to search for a topic like promises or mercy, we can find so many topics of that in the Bible that are such a blessing. Number three, write in your journal every day, whether you just write thank you, Lord, or praise God, or a prayer request, or just pour out your heart to God, whatever that is, it's your time, you and the Lord. Number four, follow the Ten Commandments. They're not suggestions, friends. And those are the rules of our life. You know, they were handed down to Moses for us. Five, if you're at a place where you need to be uplifted, listen to worship music. On my playlist, which is very limited, I don't have many songs on my phone, but on my playlist, I have a couple of Christian songs that are Christmas songs. But they are so uplifting to me, and I can just praise and worship God in those songs, and I just love them, and I keep them on there all year long. So listen to worship music, and that really, really helps. We can balance the busy lifestyle we lead with time for God, and He will more than abundantly provide for us in amazing ways. Each day, try to follow the five steps, and your day will be much improved. Look for the promises of God in your life each day and rejoice. God keeps His promises. He really does. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank You for each day that You give us, and each day is truly a gift we cannot comprehend or appreciate. Each day You fill us with promise. You promise us by offering us Your life, Your death, and Your resurrection. You opened the gates of heaven for us. You have given to us freely, and I give You my life. I give You my will. I give You my hope in each day, and I hope that someday I will be with You in heaven. Lord, I pray for those listening to this podcast that You bless them and bring them to a closer walk with You. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and her podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.